Montgomery County has some of the highest rates of infant mortality in the country. The problem affects African Americans at all income and education levels much more often than whites. Today, we'll learn some of the reasons behind these high infant mortality rates, and we'll hear about an intensive public health effort underway to combat the problem and save more African American babies. At the Wesley Community Center in West Dayton, volunteers are gathering toys, games, and wrapped presents onto a long table. They're passing out pieces of frosted sheet cake for a baby shower. A few dozen, mostly pregnant women, sit in groups at round tables. Organizer Angela Matlock says every one of them will be sent home with an armful of goodies.
Today they will be getting baskets, it's just like a real baby shower. The games, the food, all of that is included.
The Wesley Center holds these baby showers once a month. They're parties, but Executive Director Yvette Kelly Fields says they're also the tip of the spear for the center's public health campaign to reduce infant mortality.
Our goal is to make sure every pregnant woman gets connected to some kind of service, particularly anyone that can provide a visiting nurse after the birth of the baby.
West Dayton is the epicenter of Montgomery County's infant mortality crisis. African American babies here die more than three times as often as white babies. The risk is highest in seven Dayton zip codes and one in Trotwood.
So that's what raises some alarm, that why is this particular spot in West Dayton seeing such a high infant mortality rate in comparison to all the rest of the county, in comparison to all the rest of the state, in comparison to all the rest of America?
Premature birth and low birth weight are the leading causes. Other contributing factors include poverty, limited access to healthy food, transportation, prenatal care, or education. But research finds statewide, African American women with at least 5 years of college are still more likely to deliver a preemie than even poor white women with only a high school degree or less. NPR recently reported racial discrimination and chronic stress may make early labor more likely. Kelly Field sees that phenomenon play out in West Dayton every day. She says the stress many African American women face is often compounded by a lack of support.
If I have a kid who has had a low birth rate, maybe has some health issues, I put my kid in daycare, they get sick, I can't go to work. Well, you know, how many days can you take off from a job before you get fired?
So the Wesley Center and other Montgomery County organizations want to fill that support gap by supporting high-risk women before and after their babies are born. Johnetta Webb is preparing for her second child.
I am 33 weeks pregnant, ready to bust, out of breath, tired.
She says she heard about the baby shower from a neighborhood friend and knew right away she wanted to come.
And I never knew that the community reached out to pregnant women like they do. And I was just interested to come and see what it was like, get more information.
Information about maternal and infant health. And since last year, the Wesley Center is giving any new moms who don't have a crib or bassinet for their newborns a free portable baby bed called a baby box.
Package of stuff. It comes with diapers, comes with some wipes, and then it comes with a cover, little sheet, and a little thin mattress.
Kelly Fields and Angela Matlock demonstrate how the box works. It's made of sturdy, pastel-colored cardboard with handles on the sides. It's designed to fit babies up to 6 months old. Kelly Fields says they help guarantee babies have a safe, dedicated place to sleep no matter where they are.
Like in a crib, you know, the baby can gets wedged in between, hence getting smothered. Can't do that here. Take it anywhere. So if they got to go stay the night someplace, you're not trying to drag a pack and play or whatever, you just take this.
And afterwards, it can be used as a toy box.
Yeah.
The Safe Sleep Program is similar to efforts underway across the state. The Ohio Department of Health reports they're having an impact. The number of sleep-related infant deaths statewide dropped more than 22% in 2016 compared to the year before. Kelly Field says the Baby Box program is working in West Dayton.
Being in the program almost guarantees success. We have not had no loss of life. Everybody so far has had a successful birth, and their children are still living and thriving.
To prove it, more data is needed. Kelly Field says the Wesley Center is collaborating with Montgomery County to collect more long-term data, the goal to expand the program to reach even more high-risk women and babies. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.